Alan Dershowitz slams Harvard for staying silent on student groups expressing support for terrorists. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 10, 2023. Harvard Law School professor emeritus Alan Dershowitz slammed Harvard on Monday in response to the Ivy League school remaining silent after more than 30 of its student organizations expressed their support for Palestinian terrorists and blamed Israel for Hamas killing hundreds of Israelis last weekend. Amnesty International at Harvard signed a statement today saying this was all Israel's fault. That the rape, the murder, the kidnappings, was all Israel's fault. 30-some-odd organizations at Harvard, where I taught for 60 years, Dershowitz said on Monday's broadcast of Katz and Cosby on 77 WABC. Breitbart News previously reported on the student group's shocking statement in favor of terrorism. In response to whether Harvard leadership has condemned those organizations, Dershowitz said not a word has come from the school's administration pushing back against the pro-Hamas and anti-Israel rhetoric. If there was a word said about any black student or any gay student or any transgender student, the administration would be out there with a megaphone, Dershowitz said. But when it comes to Jews, when it comes to Israel, they say, oh, this is political, this is Zionism. That has nothing to do with Zionism, he added. The vast majority of people who were murdered at that music festival were people who were in favor of peace. This was a peace music fest. Dershowitz also noted that a lot of people who were at the music festival where concertgoers were slaughtered were mostly left-wingers who support a two-state solution. This has nothing to do with politics, he said. This is genocide against Jews, whether they be American Jews, British Jews, Jews who were in Israel. Dershowitz went on to slam the City University of New York, CUNY, School of Law and call for it to be shut down. And for students, for Norman Finkelstein, to say that it warms his heart to see these people raped and murdered. Norman Finkelstein, and yet, he can speak at City University of New York, Brooklyn College, but I can't speak at Brooklyn College because I favor the two-state solution. New York City has a real problem. It must defund the law school of City University of New York. City University of New York Law School is not a law school. It is communist. It is hard left, it is woke, it is anti-Semitic, Dershowitz continued. They don't learn law. I wouldn't hire a graduate of that school, and the poor graduates, because some of them I'm sure are decent people. Every person who lives in the city pays for this anti-Semitic institution. The faculty unanimously voted to boycott Israel, he added. The City University of New York Law School must be closed down, Dershowitz said. If it wants to be an independent school and raise its own money from bigots and from anti-Semites, that's fine, but not a penny of New York City tax money or New York State tax money should go to that institution. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.